Yeah, tell me about it, man. I tell you what, every once in a while I'll come across some old photos and ads of, the radios that were back in the day. And, yeah, I started out as a shortwave listener. My dad bought a shortwave radio when I was a preteen back in the 60s. And I got fascinated, just listening to the ham bands, and then I found a CD, so to speak. So, but in those days that I got involved, and I was involved very actively in CB radio. There, most of the radios were tubes. They were still tubes. Oh my God! And tubes and crystals, and then they started making synthesized radios and. But boy, I tell you what, the quality of those things were just amazing, because I think back at how those things were all hand-wired, and just amazing quality as compared to what we have today. However, the technology is just unbelievable, to think that I'm looking at all my open spot 4 here and all the digital stuff, D-Star and it comes so far. We would have never, ever dreamed of going digital back in those days. It was science fiction, I guess, wasn't it? But, yeah, we've come a long, long way. Now, antennas, that's another story. Antennas are pretty much haven't really changed in the designs, but, boy, the radios sure have, haven't they?